is on 1080 as we slip into the future past. What a fool believes. The time is 8:01 and good evening. This is Mac Hunter, better known as Hitman Mac, or was known as Hitman Mac till I flamed out over Africa one day, you see. And I guess a little more information is appropriate. I'm a local boy for the most part. Graduated from Valley High School. 67. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Good golly, Miss Bonnie. I like it when they leave their high heels on, you know, little spikes. Ow! Okay, what we're going to do right now, it's 8:04, 8:05, 5 minutes after 8. Oh, shut up. Hey, no cussing in the hallway, guys.
Yeah, oh my God!
Guess who they left in charge? No. Anyway, we're going to switch live and direct across the river to the Hi-Fi Club. Who's there? Nobody's there.
I mean, isn't this great?
Yes.
I mean, you know, the magic of radio and all that good old stuff. I mean, you can just kind of flip a little switch and poof, we're right here.
Everything
right,
goes off.
Right there in your little radio with all the little electric stuff and the woofers and the tweeters and all that good old junk. Isn't that great?
You're talking to
fantastic.
Me? You talking to me, buddy?
Hey, you've been drinking too much tree frog beer tonight, pal. Hey, listen, we are at Bob Coglazer's ranch house over here, and we're all, Wesley's ranch house, okay. And, you know, there's a guy just drove up, and I guess about a 1955 or 56 black. 55, yeah, I thought so. 55 Chevy, looking good, you know. We're having a good time, meeting a lot of interesting people here that we haven't seen in a long time. Ed Phillips, Ike Smith. And we're just telling stories about stuff. And we're talking about somebody made a mention ago about the nighttime radio pattern of WKLO, which during the daytime was 10,000 watts, and at nighttime it was like 1,000 watts, and it was a directional station. And when the sun goes down, you have to change power, and you also change direction of the radio station, in other words, where the beams go. So anyhow, one night I came on at like at 10 o'clock at night, and I think late night, like power change time was 9:15 at the latest in the summertime. And so anyway, I'm sitting there cooking, burning and smoking and all that stuff, you know. And the request line rings, and I pick it up, and this guy says, "Hey, man, you're sounding great." I said, "Well, thanks, pal. You know, what can I do for you?" And he says, "Well, I'm calling you from downtown Atlanta. Can you play Stairway to Heaven?" And, you know, radio, AM radio being what it is, I mean, you could get a skip on the old beam there and be heard down in South Africa if somebody, you know, had a transistor radio to pick you up. But, so anyway, I walked over to the so-called automatic logging machine, and sure enough, we were still cranking out 10,000 watts and had not changed patterns, and it was a real big mess. So we had a little memo the next day, but a lot of fun playing Stairway to Heaven to that dude down there in Atlanta. But anyway, Ed, I want you to tell us your favorite WKLO story tonight.
Well, this whole thing has taken so long, I forgot it.
I know you've got a good memory.
I think my favorite KLO story probably is when they decided to revamp the format in 1970, so they decided to give a day to each of the years from 63 to 70, and they drug out all of these old jingles, weather introductions that were longer than the forecast. Oh, thank you. Hi. I can see what I'm doing. Mac and I worked together at another station that no longer exists, and we like to...
It's because we worked there, man.
We killed a lot of good radio stations.
Well, we worked at a station that no longer exists. We like to tell people that we made it what it is today.
What?
Gone. The old REY.
Oh, my God.
I used to sit in that showcase window, and people would go by, and I wouldn't know they were going by. I couldn't see them. I didn't know they were going by. So I'm there, and they're like, "Well, what a snob."
Hey, buddy.
No, it's blind. Give him a dollar.
Hey, buddy.
I said, "Hey, I like that last one."
It's only a war, you know?
Yeah, it's only a war. But that, I think that was probably the biggest mistake. And they had to let it go. And then when they did revamp the format and start what they were going to do, it wasn't all that great anyway. Wacky was still beating them.
Hey, Ed.
Yes.
You've got to tell them about the time you drove my car down Frankfort Avenue.
How about the time I took it apart, looking for your keys? That's a true story.
Yeah,
I did. I drove Mac's car, and that's only important that you know that because I can't see a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's and, like the blind leading the blind, I guess.
It was.
He was blind drunk, I think.
I remember one night, somebody had car trouble. One of the ladies at the radio station had car trouble, and Mac Hunter and I went out in the parking lot to help her fix it because we were car mechanics as well as Metropolitan disc jockey go-go's.
Right.
Yeah, we were expert. We knew a little bit about everything, right?
Engineers.
So So anyhow, we went out there in the parking lot, which had just been turned into a parking lot because there was a world-famous bar that used to be right across the street from the radio station. And back in the old days, those guys could put on a little record, a little tape, just kind of scoot across the street, have a couple of cool ones, maybe watch a few girls, and then, you know, come back and play the hit. So anyway, this was all new to us because we weren't used to that parking lot yet. So this lady had her car over there. It was Helen Huber. She had a little sports car. We all drove sports cars because we were cool. So we're over there, you know, trying to get it fixed, whatever was wrong with it. And all of a sudden, the voice of God. This is appropriate for this radio station, by the way. I mean, the voice of God came down from the top of the Stewart's building on top of us. And it said, "You must pay at the meter. If you do not pay, your car will be locked up and towed away." Or something like that, right? Some voice, gravelly voice person was on this little bitty speaker box at the top of the building. And at the time, I guess it just made a big impression on us because we were, you know, just...
We certainly didn't forget it.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, fix this lady's car and probably weren't in all that good a shape at the same time, but that's the way it was back then. Ike, you were the morning newsman at WKLO with Lee Gray when he was the morning man. And I know in my heart of hearts you've got to have thousands and hundreds of Lee Gray stories and you know, at least one good one you can tell us tonight. I can say that I was lucky enough to run the tape machine a few days at a time when you and Lee and Tom Forrester, who used to do a bunch of funny bits, and I just want to know, I never really had a chance to ask you or ask Lee, but I know those bits were on tape. And there was a script for those bits. Did Gray really ever listen to those things before he played them? Or was it all just kind of fly by the seat of your pants, absolutely cold? Because your laughter on some of those bits really, really, they were very funny to begin with, but the way you were cracking up, and it just kind of sounded like Gray was kind of flabbergasted by some...
That's right. Well, most of the time, we didn't get a chance to listen to them at all. We were told, you know, make sure that you don't listen to the bit, you know, that way it would be funnier or whatever. So that's what we did, and they were very good. Now Tom is now selling advertising and looking real good on TV for a frame shot, don't you think so, Ed?
Very.
But anyway, yes, those were great days, and we've been trying to live them down ever since. Bob Klein.
Well, I think...
What's he doing wearing a tie? I mean, who is he trying to impress?
Well, you know, times have changed, you know, and, you know, I used to walk around a tie, and now I'm just wearing these shorts. But
I remember you. At WQX...
Oh, we don't want to talk about this stuff. Bill Evans was in the radio station today. And Bill, I miss you. I love you. I wish I could have seen you.
And we meant to get you on, Bill, and I wanted you to stick around and get you on if you're listening, because right before you got there, Johnny Randolph showed up, and so did Randy Atcher. Okay, so...
I have to admit, that was.
But we could have all been on the radio together, and the next thing I know, I sent somebody a note that said, "Where's Bill Evans?" Who owns a radio station in E-Town and used to sell for KLO? People in this business move around like gypsies. Did you ever notice that? You know, Mac Hunter, look at him, man.
We always used to say it was the last of the great...
Wake up, Mac!
Mac and I are talking about...
The last of the great white-collar transient-type jobs.
Wait.
I mean, you know, it was really... If you wanted to be here for a while, you could, and if you wanted to get fired in our place, it was real easy. All you had to do was...
Be a dentist.
Well, everybody's got to do something. But anyway, I'm going to give you this microphone, man, because I'm tired.
Real job.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna start doing weekends. But anyway, anybody else got any
Any good old KOL stories before I give Mac a chance to play something interesting and exciting?
Mac, play the A side of the record, please.
Hey. We were just talking about that, the Natalie Cole song.
Okay, we're over here at the ranch house. Thank you, Mac.
Oh, shut up.
Give me the weather. Give the weather, Mac. Come on.
Where is it? This room looks like a
I'll tell you what the weather is. Bad all weekend, okay? Hot. And a little less hot, and then hot again, and maybe torrential downpours for hours at a time.
Street level temperature is 95 degrees.
I tell you, I'm glad they're on the other side of the river.
Now, there, Ed and I met back in 1967, and and there was a point when Ed and I were looking for jobs in radio, and we ended up being on opposite each other.
Right, Ed?
Yeah. If you say so.
You're on Wacky, I was on WKLO, and then...
harass each other over the private hotline numbers for the radio stations, and it was great because we try to match each other. I'm, you know, hey, what are you playing stiffs for, Klein? And he'd say, I'm not playing stiffs. What are you playing that record by the Pushers for?
Yeah, I really needed you to do that when Coyote and Chuck Jackson on Wacky were doing it at the same time. And then Ron Lake was over there selling top secrets to the government, you know, and stuff like that.
Wait a minute, we got to tell our Mac story, our Hitman Mac story, high atop the ozone skyscraper, looking down on you.
Let's do it, Gary Jenkins, do it.
Okay, the story that I'm going to tell about Mac, the guy who's back at the radio station in full control, something that he says, according to himself, no one ever let him, you know, actually do, be alone at the radio station by himself. Okay, one night he was by himself at the radio station. He was at WKLO on the radio, and he was being very, you know, we're supposed to follow a format and do all these wonderful things, and at the same time, you're supposed to be kind of like topical and exciting and wonderful and all this stuff, and spontaneous. So anyway, it's starting to snow. It was starting to snow in Louisville for the first time in many, many months, and first significant snowfall of the year, and there was a record on the radio that day. I thought it was out at that time by Frank Zappa, and it was called Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. Please don't eat the yellow snow. Okay. So anyway, Mac's on the radio, and he's, you know, is like snowing, and he had the record there, and it really wasn't in our rotation at the time. As a matter of fact, I think Lee Gray probably said, whatever you do, don't play this record. And so I guess, you know, Mac saw the snow coming down and just decided that maybe... he'd do it. So he gets on the radio, and I've got this on tape at my house. He's going, I've got him saying almost exactly, well, this may cost me my job, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to play this record. Here it is. Frank Zappa, please don't eat the yellow snow. I may get fired for this. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. The bat phone rings. The red lights go on.
You're right. You are fired, Mac.
Hotlined.
And that was the voice of our beloved program manager, Lee Gray, who just so happened, he probably had a radio in his bathroom and was probably just tuning in the radio station, taking a break, tuning in the radio station, and had just bat-phoned Mac and said, that's right, you are fired. But I guess they patched things up because Lee lived a few miles outside of the city, and I guess he figured out if he had to come in at 2 or 10 o'clock at night, Mac could just turn the radio station off and walk out the door. But
who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'll tell you what happened. Okay, that's the way it happened. And Gray, Lee, Uncle Lee, was, I believe, at a ball game, and he had a transistor radio plugged in one ear listening to the radio station. And he called from the ball game. And he was, needless to say, using words that a man of his religious convictions normally would not use. But he told me that he told me to be at a certain place the next morning at 10 o'clock by a phone. He was going to call me. I was there. He called me, and he said he was still too angry to talk and to come down to the radio station Monday morning. I came down to the radio station, knees knocking, palms sweating, and he fined me $10 a week.
I don't believe it.
He did.
And you paid it?
You were only making about $8 a week.
But, you know, that's an interesting coincidence about that song. You know why?
You just so happened to have a cue.
Who dreamed I was an Eskimo? Frozen wind began to blow. And I can't see temporarily.
Hello?
Now, I ask you, what is so unusual about that song? I used to work also at a place called, I can see other call letters, I guess it's okay, WVEZ. I guess I could go ahead and admit it, but about 3 o'clock in the morning, I played that song on that radio station, and I'm ashamed of it. I must confess my sins. I broke format.
Tito missed the boat that day. He left the shack.
Ah, yeah. 1080 KLO Buzz Skaggs, the Lido Shuffle. Lido means by the sea, doesn't it?
I think so.
Okay. I've got Mason Lee Dixon in here with me. We're going to check the weather. The weather's not threatening, but he's found something that... Are you on?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Here's the 8 o'clock report. The severe thunderstorm that passed over us today is now on the West Virginia-Virginia border. Light to moderate rain falling in the Pikeville area. Our area has hazy skies, and it's always 69 degrees in my mind. Or at least that's what we used to say. Would you like to listen to the latest news from the Associated Press?
What's that?
It's depressing. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
I thought maybe we'd add a little depression to the show.
I think it broke something.
Listen to this, Mac, while you're trying to wire that thing back together. An international conference on AIDS has come to a close in Italy with optimistic words and a warning. Scientists say there could be an AIDS vaccine by the end of the decade. You know how long they've been saying that? It's always been, tomorrow we'll have it. But they warn the virus is spreading rapidly among women and children and in Africa and Asia.
Oh, no.
Sounds like a fear report.
Well, certain members of our society brought it upon us. I mean, I'm not...
Would you like to speculate as to who might have...
Hey, prevention is the best medicine.
I guess. The Department of Health and Human Services wants new regulations on donor organs. HHS officials say organ procurement groups should be required to test organs for infection by the AIDS virus. It would seem logical. We wouldn't be here if the customers didn't want us here, says one nude dancer in Georgia, the woman known as Dixie. Aren't they always known as Dixie or Trixie or Mixie? Doesn't agree with today's Supreme Court decision upholding Indiana's ban on nude dancing. Now, why would a woman in Georgia have anything to say about what Indiana's doing?
I'm aghast. You've got me.
Savings and Loan Bailout Chief William Seidman says it'll cost a lot more than the $80 billion authorized by Congress to put the thrift industry into rights. Seidman says he'll need another $60 to $80 billion. You know where they're going to get that money, Mac.
Right out of your pocket, buddy.
Not mine. I'm on unemployment. They can't touch that. Your pocket, buddy.
Huh.
And the pockets of the guys that are working and the ladies and gentlemen in the audience who are listening. See, it's depressing. And
tear it up and throw it away. Let's go talk to the airheads over there at the...
I'm with you, man.
Hi-Fi Club, is that it?
What is this stuff?
Are you guys hooked up?
This is news.
Airheads?
Who said that?
We're having a reunion, and you're talking about AIDS and bodily fluids on the air. I mean, what is this? Hey, boys, thank you a lot. We'll get back to it. Mason Lee's going to do his thing at 9 o'clock tonight and open up the Mason Lee line where he talks, and he'll go,
Mason, my name's Charlene.
How old are you, Charlene?
I'm 12, and I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, right? We're over at the ranch house, and by golly, we're going to be here at least for another half hour. I tell you what, if you're sitting around and go, well, I think I'd like to get out of the house, come on out. Here's what you do. If you can find... If you can find the door, that's a start. If you can find an old KLO button or a KLO sticker laying around, well, grab that and put it in your car and come on out here to the ranch house. And if you do, well, if you're one of the first five people to roll by between now and 9 o'clock, we're going to feed you dinner from the ranch house, and that's a ranch burger.
Everybody like ranch burgers?
Yeah!
Everybody like ranch fries?
Yeah!
Everybody like cherry Coke?
Yeah!
That's right. Come on by. Eddie Murphy. What's this Eddie Murphy thing?
No, he sounded like Eddie Murphy.
Eddie, I tell you, everybody come on out tonight.
Hey,
let's do that first bit of Eddie Murphy's right now, okay?
No, let's not. Let's not. But like I say, first five people between now and 9 o'clock, do you want to dig up some KLO memorabilia? Speaking of something, I got something here. John Randolph joined us. I'm driving along.
Are you coming along?
Well, these crazy things that, yes.
That's me. I like that. Good one-liner, right?
Yeah, I'm driving to work one day and, of course, keeping an eye on ear on a competition. And John's working middays, and I believe one of the songs was David Getty's
and Run Joey Run, and then Blind Man in the Bleachers. So
a couple of the all-times.
Yeah, and you're on the air, and he says, well, this giant, we got a jingle down here to take care of every eventuality except this one. So he plugged in the tape machine, and here's this tape echo, boom, boom, boom. And he says, here's what we need for this. And between the two songs, he segued, W-W-A-K-K-K-Y, double, 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 death, 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 death. You remember that?
No. but at the time, I guess it was a thing to do.
That's right. It sounded, yes, sounded different, too, boy.
Well, the on the end of your nose is different, you know.
Come on back. Grab a little bit of KLO memorabilia if you've got it laying around, maybe in a drawer. And first five people to it now at 9 o'clock, we'll feed you dinner from the ranch house. Come on by. And we'll, yeah.
Let's do something. Go ahead and finish, and let's do something.
I'm finished, friend. What do you want to do?
All right, let's everybody get around here for a minute. Come on, everybody gather around. Everybody, come on.
Get around.
Let's go. We need... Okay.
And bow your heads, please.
All right.
Water.
That's right. Are you ready? Everybody all at once, no matter what anybody calls you, it just couldn't be worse than...
Carl Truman Wigglesworth!
Hey! It's yours, Mac.
Thank you.
It's all right.
It's all right, man. Yeah. It's 8:32 here at WDJXAM. I'm going to give a bottom of the hour ID.
Do it.
I just did.
Do it.
By God. And did you get the temperature when you went up to get the weather, but it ended up with the 80 degrees?
It was 69 in my mind, but it's 80 degrees out there.
Okay. Send the boy to school, and what does he do? He eats the teacher. I don't know. I don't.
Look at this.
What? Wow, dang. Uh-oh.
That's the last line of hindrance.
You think we can play that on the air?
Sure. Facts will be good.
We'll see. This is Deep Purple from a long, long, long time ago as we reunionate here on the mighty 1080, WKLO, WDGX,
WCIA,
CII, and
KJ100.
Yes. I worked 4 days at KJ100.
Did you?
Yeah. Got the consultant upset.
Can I tell you that my buddy Scott story later?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Man, you got 3 hours coming up.
Okay.
On 10-8-0. It's 8:41 time-wise, and this is Mac Hunter, your ever-loving hitman from the WKLO days, the years between 1976 and 79. And I'm going to be with you again back on the air at midnight, going till 6 o'clock. Right now we're going to check once again across the river at the Hi-Fi Club, the reunion of the Hi-Fi Club with the Airheads. I mean, the air crew. You guys there?
There it is.
Hey. Oh, hi. I didn't see the finger if you're there.
On.
Well, we are at the ranch house. How come nobody's bought me a ranch burger, Ike?
No one's bought us one either.
Well, you bought everything. We always used to do, we broadcast from the fair and other assorted. Yeah, those pork chops about 19 inches thick.
I like those.
Oh, listen.
Hey, CII.
We had an interesting, very few of us have told stories on ourselves. Well, we were at the fair 1 year, broadcasting live, and I was using a little Walkman-type radio, only much cheaper, to monitor myself.
Mm-hmm.
And Ike will remember this.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes.
I was there.
So, I gave it back to the studio for some commercials, what few we had in those days. And no wonder they took it off the air. But, anyway, to make a long story short, reached to get something or something and rubbed the little thumb wheel control for the tuner on this little radio down to 970. And it just so happened that Wave was playing the same spot, the same commercial that CII was playing. Okay, it was supposed to have been the last commercial and then come back to me, but what do I hear? I hear other commercials following it. And I'm like, well, okay, maybe somebody added something. In the meantime, Ike and Charlie O'Neill, who did mornings, are both on either side of me saying, Ed, I got the wrong radio station on.
We thought not only could you not see, you couldn't hear either.
It's the Helen Keller Show.
Oh, Ed.
Direct from Jupiter. That's a true story, though. I'm listening to the wrong radio station.
We hit you with a pork chop, and you woke up.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Didn't you know?
I don't know. I don't want to tell you what I thought it was.
Shelby Clark killed that
year. Yeah, I almost got Shelby Clark killed at the fair once because I made some remark with a... I can't tell you. Matter of fact, But, I mean, it wasn't dirty. It's just that I might. It's not dirty. It's just that I might do the same thing here and not know it.
You know, you know something that that I remember that I'll never forget. Shelby did. We were at a tractor pull when I worked at Country 11 WCII back in the early 80s. And anyway. Hey, all right, man, get down. Yeah, what is that, Prince?
Like
so
good,
anyway.
Good technical response, man.
Yeah.
Must have been on sale at Circuit City.
Got some good speakers. Moved that house over there three blocks. So anyway, we're at a tractor pull, and, you know, I like country music. I like country music just like I do rock and roll and a lot of other stuff. And anyway, Shelby is a black guy, okay? And Shelby looks around at the place, and he leans over to me, and he goes, "I don't see a whole lot of black people here. Look at those guys over there. I bet you they've never seen Soul Train." And I thought I was going to die, and there was about five of them walked by, and I thought they heard it, and they just kind of looked over like, "We're going to kill us some disc jockeys tonight." I mean, you've never lived until you've been to a tractor pull. With Shelby.
What I did to Shelby at the fair, we had a situation like this where we had a setup with speakers with rather loud volume with our broadcast near the, we were operating out of a van. Well, I'm safely inside the van and giving Shelby Clark a little heck, you know, you're talking about how he likes big, fat, white women. Well, what I didn't realize was, as I said it, the winners of the Miss Rotund 1983 contest were passing the van and heard that. It didn't go over well.
Yeah, Shelby had this knack of, you know, just bringing out things that you never in your wildest imagination would ever think about. Well, it looks like we've had about three people come up here with some WKLO memorabilia, anything that says, hey, if you got something that says KJ100 or WCII, they were definitely a part of the radio station, too. The big 1080, baby. So bring it on in here to the ranch house and a couple more people before 9 o'clock, and we'll get you dinner on the house, okay? And we're over here in New Albany on Charlestown Road at Ford Road. And, Mac, I'm going to give you a few seconds to get back on the mic because I know you're sitting back there with your feet kicked up and your girlfriend's rubbing your back with liniment, and you're going, "Yeah, baby, they'll just talk all night long for me until Mason comes in here." What are those good old days? Mac?
Bardol, baby.
Bardol. All right, he's listening. He's listening. Okay, thanks for keeping it on KLO, Mac.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys just a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
We've got about 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Mason Lee Dixon comes in at 9 until midnight, and then I'm going to pick it up, and I hope I can get Rusty Rogers to come in here all night with me and inspire some creative insanity. We'll be back into the music in just a few seconds. We're on Days of Future Past, a celebration of the frequency 1080 AM, which began in 1948 by Gadfrey. That's a long time. That's 1 year before I was hatched, you see.
WKLO, Louisville. Atop the ozone skyscraper in beautiful, sunny downtown Kentuckiana. Come on, climb up here with me. Come on up. Come on up here. Oh, it's so fine in the sky.